This ASA Educational Podcast is brought to you by Asgrow. This week, Dr. Kevin Bradley of the University of Missouri joins us to talk about protecting your soybean yields with proper management practices.
The first thing you learn in pest management is pests, in particular weeds, are going to cause yield loss. And with the high yields that we're shooting for in current production systems, we just can't afford to have that at all. We want to eliminate that variable from the whole spectrum. So, those people that are really pushing the envelope and trying to optimize the most out of their acre, they're going to be the growers that aren't going to have much room for weed, insects, or diseases in their cropping system.
What are some of the biggest obstacles soybean farmers face with weed management?
The number one challenge throughout the U.S. right now when it comes to weed control in soybeans is the issue of herbicide resistance. Current estimates are that about half or more of our U.S. acreage now is infested with some herbicide-resistant weed, at least one, and usually more. And so it is a tremendous problem right now, to say the least. Right now, at this point in the season, early season weed control is where we need to focus most of our efforts. Weeds that are germinating with the crop or soon after the crop has emerged are the most detrimental to yield loss. And so we must have effective weed management in place early in the season. Not that it's not important all season long, but once our soybeans gain a competitive advantage, those weeds that might come in later in the year are much less impactful from the standpoint of yield loss.
What should farmers be looking for at this point in the season?
At this time of the year, we need to know what kind of pre-emergence residual herbicide we're going to apply to our crop. And hopefully, most growers are in the process of doing that or have already done it. And that is going to help with the two main issues we talked about, and that is that we get early season weed control, and so we don't have that yield loss. And we also get multiple modes of action on those resistant weeds. A pre-emergence residual herbicide is one of the most effective things that I could recommend for our soybean growers at this point in time. We have to start clean. We cannot plant into mats of weeds. That just doesn't work for a number of reasons. So we have to apply an effective pre-plant herbicide. We also have a number of our most problematic species are going to be those that are out there now that need to be controlled prior to planting, most notably horseweed or mare's tail. If we don't apply an effective burn-down treatment prior to establishing our soybean crop, we usually don't have much success throughout the rest of the year, so it must be controlled now. I would also put giant ragweed into that same category. It's an early emerger, and it's usually there before we plant soybeans, so we must eliminate that before our crop is up.
Can you tell us some tips to keep in mind throughout the growing season?
Scouting is critical throughout the year. It's going to be more and more important for our growers to do that. I know time is a factor there. But with this issue of resistant weeds, one of the things we've found is that farmers are kind of missing the scouting on two different ends of the spectrum. In the first case, a lot of times our weeds get too big before they are sprayed post-emergence, and that often results in poor control. In the second case, in the latter case, we often miss scouting after we've made a herbicide application, which may be just as detrimental as not scouting early. And what I mean by that is that if we made a herbicide application and it didn't work, a lot of times what I've seen happen with growers is they don't know it till it's way too late. So you really need to get back in there, you know, 4, 5, 6 days after application and make sure that what you sprayed actually has activity or is having activity on the weeds that were sprayed.
Dr. Bradley, in your experience, what are some of the common misconceptions in weed management practices?
As I go and speak around the country on this issue, and I'm in an area where resistance is not yet that big of a deal or hasn't hit as hard as maybe what we've seen in our state of Missouri with water hemp. There's still this notion that if it's not a problem on my field, then it's not a problem for me yet. And I would just say that that kind of mindset is what has gotten our growers in Missouri into trouble in several instances. So whether it's using these principles from the standpoint of yield protection or whether it's using these principles from the standpoint of herbicide-resistant weed management or prevention, there's still good weed management principles, and they're good concepts to follow. So I'd just encourage everybody to think about these multiple effective mechanisms of action on your most problematic weed and rotate those mechanisms of action as often as possible. Take advantage of any resource that you work with on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, those are going to be the most important to your operations, such as your local agronomist, your local seed dealer, co-ops, retailers, local extension service, as well as certainly the state extension faculty in your state.
For more information, visit asgrow.com/protect. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary. This has been an ASA educational podcast brought to you by Asgrow. Thank you for listening.